Edwards. Live from New York, Webmaster Radio presents the Ad Tech Update with the Not Ready for Primetime Players, featuring SE Guru, Brandi Shapiro Babin, and Ms. Wright, Sarah McKay. And now, your featured reporter, Ms. Wright, Sarah McKay, brought to you by InfoSearch Media.
This is Ms. Wright, Sarah McKay, reporting live from Ad Tech New York for WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm here with George Lichter, CEO of InfoSearch Media. Prior to joining InfoSearch Media, George served concurrently as president of Ask Jeeves International and CEO of Ask Jeeves UK. George also co-founded and served as co-CEO of the Whole Body Yoga Works. Welcome, George.
Welcome. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yes, it's wonderful having you today. So out there at Ad Tech, you've been out on the floor. It's just booming, isn't it?
You know, this is one of those times in history where things have pivoted, and it's certainly reflected in kind of the vibrancy that we see at the show, the number of participants, and all the innovation that's going on with the exhibitors.
Yes, certainly. Is this your first Ad Tech conference? Have you been to others?
This is my first. It's my baptism, and I must say I'm impressed. There's a lot of creative and enterprising people working to help consumers be in charge of the experience, and that's what it's about.
Yes, without a doubt. It's wonderful to see every time more people here, just more creativity. It's the place to be for interactive marketers.
Yeah, it seems to be so. Yes, I agree.
Yes. Now, we all know about the necessity of online interactive marketing. We all are here at Ad Tech for that. And my question for you is, with nearly every corporation out there with a strong online presence, how can a small or mid-sized business make their mark in the engines in this marketplace that's heavily saturated by large companies?
With all the big companies that are coming online, how can small and medium-sized businesses compete?
Exactly.
I got the gist of it correctly. Was that it?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Well, you know, when you look at the evolution of the web, it started off with a very kind of difficult, almost arcane way of finding information. And the first stage was to make it a lot easier. And when we were at Ask Jeeves, that was kind of our mission, was to make information more accessible to the consumer. As the web has developed, and now it's an area of commerce, the first people that are able to deal with it, of course, are the largest businesses. They have the staff, they have the budgets to really take advantage of this new opportunity. But just as it was about democratizing for the small person as the searches became simpler, this is the stage of the online experience where we actually make it more available to small and medium-sized businesses, because what the web offers is an enormous opportunity, and without getting, you know, too worked up about it, I think it's safe to say it's a historical opportunity to level the playing field. And at InfoSearch Media, that's kind of our mission, is to help the small business person who's running their own business effectively but is aware of the web and aware of the opportunity it has, to give them simple tools, simple technologies at good price points so that, in fact, they can play there with the big boys.
So a newbie just coming out onto the field in whatever industry it may be does have a chance despite these big giants out there.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
So a brand newbie coming into the industry that maybe doesn't have a website out yet, they do have a chance coming into this already, you know, with the big guys already out there.
Well, the interesting thing is it's about making direct connections with your consumer. The big brands, certainly they're there, but small businesses have the advantage of being local and being very customer-centric and being friendly. What they don't have is they may not have a website presence. They don't really understand how to build the website properly, and most importantly, they don't know how to speak to their customer in a way that the customer can understand it, and in a way that search engines are friendly to the content. And so I think one of the things that we provide at InfoSearch is we provide that content, the written word, and we do it in such a way that the search engines not only rank it well, but the customer understands what the product or service is when they get to the website, and are more likely to, you know, convert into a transaction.
Certainly, and it's covering all the bases then, where for so long we were chasing the search engines in the internet world. We're just trying to write for them, but this is totally honest writing for your users, your consumers, and the benefit of that is it the search engines like it.
Yeah, this is one of the ironies that I found is that coming from a search engine, we were all about relevancy and honesty and truth. And when you look at the search engine optimizer, the search, the SEO space, it's really characterized by people that want to fool the search engines. They want to fool it with technologies and tricks. And essentially, they want to get information up there that isn't as relevant, isn't as high quality as what we really want the consumer to see. So this is an opportunity to kind of align in a healthy, integrity-driven way with the goals that we share with search engines, and that is to get the right information, relevant information, in front of the consumer so that she can make the right decision about whatever it is, choosing to be with a merchant, engaging in the transaction for a service, or just doing research. So, yes, this has the staying power and high integrity that I think has driven the search community from its very beginning.
Yes, definitely. And it's also great to see that community coming together with that common goal, a pure, honest goal of just providing the public with great information.
Well, you know, it's funny. So often, I think many of us are driven by finding the friction spots in society, the pain points. And if you seek them out and you actually solve real problems for people, you're doing good. And usually when you're doing good for lots of people, as the search engines have done and as we intend to do, you also have a good business, a sustainable business. So, yes, you're right. There's going to be a lot of stages of growth with the Internet. We're still at the very, very beginning of it. But it's nice to see a few of the same interests that were originally there being realigned again.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's good to reward that good motivation there. I was just going to touch a bit on your background here. You have such an impressive background coming from Ask Jeeves International, Ask Jeeves UK, and with YogaWorks. What specifically coming from those drew you to ISM in general?
Well, I can give it to you on two levels. First, the general level, in which I'll restate the fact that I like to be passionate about enterprises I'm involved in, and I like to find things that actually help people. And at the early days with Ask Jeeves, there was Boolean search. There was very difficult ways to find information, and we wanted to simplify it and put a human face on it, and that was a butler. YogaWorks is would sound like kind of a detour from technology, but I don't think that's true. It's nearly a 4,000 or 5,000 year old technology, much of it
right.
Experimentally learned, where people have built a system for making the body healthier, more flexible. And it's a lot of people in the West are now finding out about it. What they didn't have is a way to take all the difficult, arcane parts of the way it was presented and have that simplified, made more human, so that more people could engage with it, much in the same way that Ask Jeeves tried to do that for humanizing the Internet. And now at InfoSearch, again, we look out and we see a sea, S-E-A, of people who have businesses who want to be online but don't know really how to do it. And the the work involved is as arcane as yoga must have seemed to people 10 or 15 years ago. It was as difficult as the early searchers were on the internet. And we want to give them a chance to participate in this economy and do so without having them turn into, geeks and people who know all the catchphrases and buzzwords of an industry that's very different from what they do in their day-to-day lives. So, in a sense, I see a very similar theme on a general level that draws us to us and makes us very excited about that. The other part is that from a structural level, as a business, this has many of the same characteristics that we wrestled with, and we thought we did a pretty good job with in the end at Ask Jeeves, and that's that we have two products at InfoSearch. We have one that is for the small website customer who needs to have their website done well, and so that it ranks well and has good sales. And the other product we have is more of a media product, a more broad-facing consumer product. And that's for the business person who has a decent website but needs to get more traffic. And on the second product, which we call Article Insider, we have a lot of articles, 60,000 articles at this point. And it's written in a somewhat general way about a topic category that consumers want to know about. But on that page, we monetize through links, who then that link takes us back to the original customer we have. So that's the customer-facing one, like a media property, like our ask.com property at Ask Jeeves. Whereas the other one is much more of a small business, a B2B in the old vernacular of what we had when we were doing search solutions for large companies like Microsoft and American Express and Chrysler. There, these two businesses, though there's different products and they're faced somewhat at different customers, in between them, there's a shared skill set, shared technologies, and shared infrastructure that gets real efficiencies. That's the way it was at Jeeves, and that's the way it seems to be here at InfoSearch Media. And we were pretty good at managing that effort as those two businesses grew and matured, achieved, and we hope we can do the same thing here.
Well, that's great. And you mentioned we. This isn't the first time that you've teamed together with Claudio Pincus, now chairman of the ISM board. What dynamic there makes this a winning combo that you want to revisit?
Well, first of all, Claudio and I had we had a lot of fun. And I think business is hard enough that if you find someone that you're very effective with, then it's good that you enjoy each other, because there'll be many a long night of business planning and work and talking to customers and figuring things out with the team. So it's good that you spend time with someone you actually enjoy, and we enjoy each other's company. The other thing is that his focus prior to Ask Jeeves dealt with content management. And that was with a company called Bound Global Solutions that had teams in 17 countries. And what they did is they localized software for Microsoft, Oracle, things like the Encarta, and a lot of content that literally had to move from one place to another between clients and the writing teams all around the world. So he became quite large workflow systems to handle that kind of content. That's a very similar challenge we have here as the company grows in size. He's very well suited to understanding how to build an industry or enterprise-level workflow system. And at Jeeves, Claudio was in charge of the business-facing division for a while. And I, at Ask Jeeves, spent most of my time after we built the various joint ventures and subsidiaries overseas. I moved into the CEO role in the United Kingdom. And essentially the United Kingdom site became the consumer-facing version of Jeeves, and we didn't focus on that part that Claudio focused on. So here we were again looking at two similar products at InfoSearch that he had a great specialty in and that I had a great specialty in. So a good match on product, a good match on effectiveness, and we enjoy each other's company.
That's good to hear, too. You got to be with someone you like.
Yeah, in the end. Life's too short otherwise.
Yes, very, very true. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us, George, today.
Great. Well, it's a fun show. I encourage any of your listeners in the New York area, if you haven't thought about coming down to the show, come on down. And I want to thank you guys for helping this community have a voice. It's quite important.
Oh, definitely. It's all about the community here. And we would definitely love to have you back for a more extended interview so we can really get into the meat of your story.
Sounds like fun. Be glad to do it.
All right. Thanks so much, George.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Ms. Wright for WebmasterRadio.fm. I'll be providing live updates and interviews from AdTech New York throughout the entire show. Thanks for listening.